105.9 Academy FM.
BizConnect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the BizConnect radio show with myself, Martin White. I'm delighted to say that we've got two more fabulous guests in the studio today, and we've got a bit of a COVID business recovery theme going on as well. So I'll allow our guests to introduce themselves briefly. To my right, we have
Adam Clegg from Swift Accountancy.
Adam, lovely to have you with us. And to my left...
My name's Tim Aker, and I'm the Development Manager for the FSB in Kent and Medway.
Fantastic. Great to have you with us, guys. As I say, we are going to be talking about how businesses can get back on track after COVID. We've got an hour-long show today. We've got some music as well. And, in fact, that's what we're going to do next. We're going to play a little bit of music, and we'll be straight back after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning into the BizConnect radio show today. We've got a packed studio, and as we were saying before the break, we're going to have a focus today all around COVID business recovery and what businesses can be doing to make sure that their business is back on track and hopefully back on a path to growth after COVID. I'm delighted to say that we're going to talk to our first studio guest now, and that is Tim Aker, who is the Development Manager for the FSB in Kent and Medway. Tim, lovely to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me, Martin.
I know you're quite new to the role, so this is a bit of a baptism of fire, but I know you've also been very busy behind the scenes already, organising lots of events and lots of programmes of business support in Kent. Tell us, Tim, in your own words, if you don't mind, a little bit about the FSB, what your role is, and specifically what you're here to do in Kent and Medway, please.
Well, the FSB is a representative body for the small businesses across the country, and we're broken up on a county structure, and I'm the development manager for Kent and Medway. And the COVID crisis has been an interesting time for us because it's shown to the small businesses that we are there as a support structure for them. Case in point, many people trying to contact the Member of Parliament, for instance, they were all inundated. Mm. With the FSB, we had the whole support structure available in bite-sized sections that you could go to. And, of course, FSB membership gives you legal advice. It gives you business guidance of where to go and get the support. So we found there was incredible amounts of traffic to our website. Our membership went up because people were taking advantage of the offers that we have. Mm. So, in essence, we are there as... I'd like to say the trade union for small businesses. You know, we're there, we're in your corner, we're on your side, and we'll do whatever we can to help you. If we can't solve your problems or issues ourselves, we'll guide you in the right direction and lobby and champion your business and your interests.
Yeah, I think one of the things you did very early on under lockdown was create a sort of a COVID campaign, as it were, and you had a sort of a micro site within your main website where you would publish all of the latest kind of information relating to regulatory changes, what businesses could and couldn't do. And I know from my own experience how useful that was in terms of just getting my hands on the latest information.
Well, yeah, the hubs are useful. We have obviously the COVID hub, but we've got the Recovery Ready hub, where people can find out more about recovery loans and other support that's out there. We've also got the Sustainability hub. So it's actually, when you go to a website, it's like the old yellow pages, like where do you start to look? Mm. But with the broken down hub structure, you can find where your interest is, go there, and there's the legislation, there's the guidance, and all in a digestible fashion so that you can get on with your business and take the information and improve your situation. Yeah. It's from my perspective as a new member of the FSB team, I think it's been incredible.
Yeah.
And it's an incredible asset.
Yeah, fantastic. So tell us about what Kent looks like moving forwards. I mean, we mentioned very briefly that you've been very busy organising lots of different events. Just give us a flavour for the types of things that we can kind of look forward to in Kent coming up over the next few months.
Goodness, well, where to start? I mean, we've got, obviously, I'm going to work backwards. Mm. We've got plans in place for a sustainability event after COP26. Mm. because it's not just an important objective to reduce our energy consumption, but it's also good business sense. Mm. And that's the theme of the event that I want to put on, is business-to-business best practice, how you can reduce your energy costs, because that's a benefit, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
And it's just common sense, and it's bringing together best advice from business, best advice from the local authority, mm-hmm. and other stakeholders to give people added benefit.
Yeah. I was reading something the other day, I can't remember where it was, in one of the online newspapers, I think, saying that's, I think it was on LinkedIn actually, saying that small business owners just don't know where to start when it comes to greening their business.
Well, I can understand that, because there is very little direction from the government about how one achieves what they call net zero.
Yeah.
There is a lot of virtue signalling about it, but are you going to say to a sole trader who drives a diesel van, get an electric van? Has he got 20 grand for that? No. And this is the worst time to ask him to actually make that sacrifice or incur more debt to go and do it.
Yeah.
So on the one hand, there is a very noble goal. On the other, you've got the best that the government can do is tell people to not rinse their dishes before they put them in the dishwasher. I mean, I've seen ridiculous things about we have to, you know, give up meat and eat bug meat as a way of doing it, which becomes a parody of the whole thing. So I want to have an event where something constructive comes out of
it.
And that's the theme of what I want for my events. You know, we have our networking events and we run them very regularly, but I want events that people have a takeaway from. For instance, we've got a four-part property and construction event coming up, and our first one is how to get grant funding, what grant providers are looking for. And each of those four events will have takeaways that our attendees can then utilise. So I want knowledge-based events, I want best practice events, and also on top of our networking events.
So real sort of practical advice.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're not a committee a tea drinking group. We're there to achieve outcomes and provide added value for our members.
Brilliant, fantastic, good. Do you think there's going to be a swing back towards face-to-face events? Do you see the FSB sort of running, continuing to run virtual events as well as face-to-face?
We will continue with virtual events. The take-up from virtual events has been incredible, absolutely incredible. And from the time and investment on our end to produce virtual events is a fraction of that of in-person events.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, you know, workshops like the one we were talking about in November after COP26, that will be in person. But our networking events will be virtual. So there's a good division of labour with that, because it allows us to put on more, but it also allows us to reach more people, because you're not going to drive an hour through morning traffic to go to an event for an hour and then all the way back. By the time you know, you've lost half a day. And with the circumstances many small business people find themselves in now, they haven't got that time to commit.
That's a good point, Adam. I don't know how you feel about that, but I've certainly been speaking to more and more business owners who are saying they just don't have the time to go back to that same level of face-to-face networking anymore.
Yeah, no one wants to get up at, say, 5:30, be at a networking event for 6:30 to then sit through 2 hours of 60 seconds and presentations and then have a terrible breakfast at the end of it, and they could cook themselves a bad breakfast and do the networking online and be far more productive in their day.
Absolutely interesting. Good. So Tim, you spoke briefly about some of the kind of the key benefits of FSB membership. We've got things like legal, HR help, I think there's a debt recovery advisory service as well. Now, is that a sort of fundamental part of the FSB proposition, do you think, for small business owners?
Absolutely.
Do we need those services?
I think if you've got a problem in your business that requires guidance, you will find it on the FSB website. And this is why I'm finding out new things every day. I mean, one of our membership advisors told me a couple of weeks ago that there's a fund for members if a member of staff has to go to jury service. So there's plenty of options there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is its own menu for recovery. Mm. So for the fraction of the cost of membership, you're getting a lot.
Yes.
Of course, we'd rather you wouldn't need to use it, because we want every business to flourish and blossom and require no outside help. But if the help is there, it's you can find it at the FSB.
And again, I would imagine under COVID, you know, things like HR, for example, advice, you know, in terms of furlough schemes, but also, you know, general advice around, you know, payroll and things like that. I would imagine it's been invaluable for many business owners.
It has. I mean, the phones, I've been told, were non-stop.
Yeah.
And several DMs were on the phones till 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
I mean, in essence, we are there. Sometimes helping is just being on the other end of a phone.
Mm.
That if you want guidance and you want help, you know, pick up the phone and contact us, because if we haven't got the solution for you, we can point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, it's tough if you're a sole trader.
Absolutely.
And your business becomes your life. It's your baby. It's your pet. It's your project.
Mm.
And you want someone to talk to, pick up the phone and talk to us, because, you know, the outcome of that conversation, you never know where it could lead.
Mm. Yeah. Fantastic. Good. Well, I think what we'll do now is we'll play a little bit of more music, and when we come back we're going to talk about the new campaign that the FSB have launched in the last couple of weeks, which is FSB Recovery, and we'll find out a little bit more information about the specific support that's available now for businesses going forward. So do stay with us, and we'll be straight back after this.
105.9 Academy FM.
BizConnect. Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world. Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm delighted to say that we've got two fabulous guests in the studio today on the BizConnect radio show. We've got Adam Clegg from Swift Accountancy, who we're going to be talking to in the second part of the show. And we've also got Tim Aker with us, who is the development manager for the FSB in Kent and Medway. Tim, lovely to have you with us today.
Thank you, Martin.
Before the break, we were talking about the really important role that the FSB has played under COVID in terms of being able to signpost business owners to critical information about the regulatory environment, but also support on offer from the FSB to help businesses navigate their way through lockdown under COVID. But the FSB have clearly moved on from that now and recognise that there's a huge role to play in terms of supporting businesses in their recovery, and you've launched a new campaign recently called Recovery Ready. So just tell us a little bit about that, Tim, if you can.
Yeah, the Recovery Ready campaign is a hub on our website to provide support, advice and guidance as businesses come out of lockdown and start to recover. So, for instance, there's an FAQ on the removal of COVID restrictions in England for businesses. There's advice and guidance on the furlough extension, what you need to know. There's funding sources for businesses, which include grants and other support systems there for businesses, and also advice on pay as you grow and other COVID loan repayment support programs. So there's a varied list of advice and guidance that if you are curious, or if you would need support, or you would like support, then join us and have a look at our campaign and see if it can help.
And we should say, obviously, that all this advice is free advice as well. You don't have to be an FSB member to access this kind of resource library either, which I think
it helps.
Is quite important. Well, obviously, but nevertheless, it is free for anybody to access. I think the easiest way to find it probably is just type in FSB Recovery Ready in your web browser, and that will certainly bring it up. And then, as Tim said, you've got access to all that information. But also, you know, we were talking before the break about all your events that you run in Kent as well, and all of that information is kind of on the website as well, isn't it, ultimately?
Absolutely. We run regular networking sessions where people meet other business people, exchange contacts, exchange ideas, and throughout that, a multiplicity of good things happen, and that's the best way of how members can get involved. And they're all virtual now, so all you need to do is register. It's completely free to do so. Click a link and get involved.
Yeah, and I like the idea, Adam, also about inclusivity here. you know, as opposed to kind of saying, you know, you have to be a member to do this or a member to do that. I mean, obviously, you know, things like helplines and, you know, actual time spent advising individual businesses, you need to justify, you know, through an FSB membership. But, you know, what I'm hearing about the FSB and what I see about the FSB today, day to day, is it's trying to embrace as many businesses as possible, Tim, in terms of, you know, bringing them into the fold and just, you know, just helping them be better at business.
Exactly. And that's the whole purpose. You know, if you like what we're doing, and when times are better, please join us, because the more members we have, it allows us to do more. And God forbid there's another crisis down the line, but it's because of the strength of our organization that we are able to offer this level of support. So the stronger we are, the better and stronger we will be for our members and the small business, wider small business community.
And I think also, Ed, I'm sure you'll back this up. You know, I think we've had a two-speed economy running for some time in the UK, haven't we? Under COVID, you know, we've had businesses that have clearly been locked down and unable to trade, and we've had other businesses, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, the construction sector, for example, but also, you know, service orientated businesses like yourself, you know, like IT companies, for example, HR companies, who've actually been busier than ever, you know, under COVID, struggling to kind of keep up with the demand from business owners.
Yeah, I think for accountants and HR advisors, where there's been so much more support that's been needed, alongside the guidance from the FSP, but also interpreting that and putting it into place, and particularly for hospitality as well, like the one of the hardest hit, or the leisure industry as well, who they've just not known when they're going to be open their doors, and the goalposts have moved and moved, and yeah, thank goodness they are now open, and all that money that's been burning a hole in our pockets for the last 18 months is finally coming out, and that's good for business.
But I guess the point there, you know, Tim, is it's not a one-size-fits-all approach from the FSB, because you recognise amongst your membership and amongst the broader business community that actually different businesses have different needs of you know, information, as it were.
Absolutely. No two businesses are alike, are they? You asked at the top of the show, you know, what's the picture for Kent? Well, that's impossible to say, because Folkestone's completely different from Dartford. Canterbury is different from Sevenoaks. So what we try and do is help as close to the business as possible. So, for instance, tomorrow I'm going to Canterbury to see a business that wants an A-board advertisement on its premises. So that's the level of service we offer. You know, we try and go as close to the problem as possible to get the best best result possible for our members.
Fantastic, good. And Adam, what are the types of kind of problems that you've been seeing in terms of, you know, where businesses specifically need advice and help at the moment? What do you think the kind of the key areas are?
I think what we're seeing at the minute is, as things are becoming unlocked and the support that is there at the minute with the bounce back loans are now being repaid, the VAT break is coming to an end where that can no longer be deferred, and the biggest one is furlough, where that's kind of being pulled away, and businesses are going to have some very difficult questions and conversations to have over the next few months with members of staff. Like, how can we accommodate you in this new way of operating?
And getting paid, I think, Tim, is crucially always high on the list of kind of issues that small businesses struggle with in particular. You know, getting that all important money in from work that's been done, and so many businesses are just, you know, too afraid to pick up the phone and ask for payment sometimes. And,
well, exactly. I mean, to show no fear. I mean, you know, there is late payments advice on the FSB website, but it's something that big businesses do need to do, because if the trickle down effects from big business to small businesses can be great. But they have to realise as well that going months on end without paying is, for a small business, the difference between success or failure. Well, there are reasons to be cheerful, Martin. The London Resort opened its small business hub last week, and essentially any small business in Kent and Medway feels they can contribute to the London Resort and get in the supply chain, go on their website, sign up and take full advantage of the opportunities, because there are those out there that can help businesses in the county.
And that's going to be massive, isn't it? I mean, that's a sort of, you know, multi-billion pound investment that's going on there. And I guess there's the whole Ebbsfleet Garden City as well, that's kind of not far from there. That's all kind of still happening, I'm assuming. So,
absolutely. It's all booming North Kent.
Yeah, fantastic. Good, good. Well, Tim, it's been lovely to have you with us today. To tell us all about the great work that the FSB are doing in Kent. I would encourage any small business owner out there to get involved. You know, whether it's on a networking level, or perhaps, you know, attending a sustainability workshop that's coming up in November. Do check out the FSB website for details of all of that. Tim, just give us a reminder, you know, what is that website URL for people to look up?
It's www.fsb.org.uk.
Fantastic.
And then you can follow us on Twitter at FSB Kent, and the same for Facebook. And if you want to get in touch with me personally, it's tim.acre@fsb.org.uk.
Fantastic. And all the details of the Recovery Ready campaign are obviously accessible through that central URL as well. So, brilliant. Tim, it's been lovely to have you with us. Do stay with us, because in the second part of the show, we're going to be talking to Adam Clegg about some of the core kind of accounting issues around COVID and what businesses need to be looking out for moving forwards. But I think what we'll do now is we'll play a little bit of music. And we'll be straight back after this.
105.9 Academy FM.
Biz Connect. Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world. Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Welcome back again, everybody. Thank you so much for joining the Biz Connect radio show today with myself, Martin White, and I've got two fabulous guests in the studio. We've just been talking with Tim Aker, the FSB Development Manager for Kent and Medway, and now I'm delighted to say that we're going to be having a chat with Adam Clegg, who runs his own accountancy firm called Swift Accountancy. Adam, lovely to have you in the studio today.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Great to see you. Adam, tell us a little bit about Swift and your background in terms of the accountancy industry and really what you're here to do with the new firm that you've started.
Sure. My vision for Swift Accountancy is to make accounts the easiest part of running a business for the people that we work with. This is born out of when I started working for my dad's firm back when I was just coming into the accountancy profession. And I saw people who needed a lot of support and advice. Mm. And as I went from there, I went to a few different firms up in the Midlands and got qualified, getting to be a chartered certified accountant. And then came down to Kent and again worked for a few regional firms before setting up on my own in October last year. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the emphasis, and this is something that Tim was talking about as well, the emphasis is on working with an individual business rather than trying to create some kind of generic proposition that may or may not work for certain businesses.
Yeah, every solution, every service that we provide is unique and bespoke. Mm. Now that could be from an outsourced finance department where we handle everything from the VAT to the bookkeeping to the management accounts. That's all handled by us, mm-hmm. and we report into you. Right down to we did a startup course. In fact, I think the last time I was here, we were talking about that. That was in November last year. Mm-hmm. And so the support can be right up the top, right to grassroots businesses just coming out the gate.
Yeah.
And that course was excellent. Off the back of that, we've seen a couple of people who have now gone on, a firm of architects and media consultants, who are now thriving and really busy off the back of that course because of those foundations.
And today's kind of show theme is very much around business recovery, and we've been talking about the FSB Recovery Ready campaign. In your experience, you know, having started a new firm, you know, under lockdown effectively, where do you think businesses have really needed the most help, and where have you been busiest in terms of helping small businesses, Adam?
I think what I've seen the most of is people in a similar position to me. When furlough came to an end and people were not sure what to do and then looking to start up on their own, where they've not had to work for themselves before, it's all new and they're very fresh-faced coming into it, and then giving them the skills, the understanding, even just what needs to go on an invoice, how you go about setting up a business bank account and registering with a HMRC. It can be small stuff down to that. up to the bigger stuff, like we spoke about earlier, with furlough, applying for grants and funding, bank loans, where people need a bit of extra support to get them through the COVID time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's been a lot of need that businesses have had over the last 18 months.
I mean, I'm sure Tim will back me up on this, but there's been record numbers of start-up businesses in Kent under lockdown, and I think we're over something like 120,000 individual businesses now in Kent, which is a staggering number. But as you say, Adam, you know, when it comes to starting up a business, well, how do I even set up a company? You know, should it be a limited company? Am I going to be self-employed? Will I be a sole trader? What's the best route to go? And as you say, you know, you're an expert generally in what you do, and that's going to be the kind of the core service or product that you offer. But everything else around that, it's, well, crikey, where am I going to get that advice from?
Yeah, and so working with the FSB, with a firm of accountants who can give you that support and advice, that's, as you say, it's not generic, it's tailored to you because your business is unique. Yeah. You've got your own proposition, your unique selling point, and it's finding the best way for you to carve that out and take that to market so that you can make a success of running your business.
I want to talk a little bit about loans and COVID loans in particular, if we can, Adam.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, under lockdown, we had two government-backed products.
Yeah.
They weren't initially government guaranteed, but they became, you know, once they realised that there was a bit of a bottleneck in terms of, you know, money being lent by the banks, they stepped in and guaranteed those loans.
Yeah.
And in particular, we have something called the bounce back loan.
Yeah.
And we have the kind of the legacy of that now in terms of businesses actually now starting to have to potentially pay that money back, as I understand. So tell us a little bit about how that works. Is that linked to ability to pay, or is it just a sort of a line in the sand now that businesses, okay, we've gone beyond this point and now that debt becomes repayable?
It was the line in the sand. Everyone had a year's grace to not make any repayments, and it's this sort of period now where the repayments are starting to come in. Initially, those loan terms are all over 6 years generally. However, and the banks may not tell you this, and you might have to be proactive, but you can get that extended to 10 years.
Right.
So that, again, it eases cash flow, it makes it a bit more manageable. And that's not to say that you can't repay early, but you can have your default kind of extended, which will make a big difference to people and their funding.
Okay, and in your experience, are businesses generally sort of overextended in terms of the money they've borrowed? Are they going to be looking to borrow more money to effectively, you know, pay back the money that they've already borrowed? What's your kind of feel for you know, the kind of the implementation on an operational level of these loans?
I think we've got the mix. As you said, there's some businesses that have been able to thrive. Services, we've had the hospitality and leisure that's been really struck and hit. But there's, I think, a lot of funding has been available. The fact that bounce back loans were readily accessible, you had to self-certify. It was very easy to get hold of that money, and so businesses should have had every opportunity and a whole lot of support with furlough and other local grants that were available. I know in Dover Council, and I think across a lot of the country, if you were paying rate, you would get a £10,000 rebate. And so, yeah, there's been a lot of support that to make it businesses as COVID-proof as possible.
And, of course, when it's not just loans. We've had things like VAT holiday as well.
Yeah.
And I guess that's now kicked in for businesses as well.
Yeah, there's the two parts. There's the furlough that's coming to an end. So, as we said, businesses are going to have some difficult conversations with staff if the business has changed significantly. VAT deferrals coming to an end as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that are all kind of coming together. And it's all sort of timed quite well with the fact that the economy is starting to open up, that there should be more funds flowing through businesses.
Yeah. So as Tim was saying, yeah, there is reason to be hopeful.
Yeah.
You know, there clearly is movement in the economy. I think the government published some data last week to say that we'd grown, I think, was it 4.8% in the last quarter, which, you know, and of course the doomslayers always jump on that and say, well, it was below expectation, but nevertheless, you know, quite a healthy growth figure.
Very,
so.
Very. I mean, there's, you know, the trade figures. I saw some figures last week that trade with Europe is now up, approaching where it was before Britain left the European Union. So there are reasons to be cheerful.
Yes.
And, you know, I think that, you know, your outlook tells you a lot about your business. And everyone, it's too easy to be doom-mongering and sullen. But, you know, look on the upside. We are coming out of this. It's been horrible 18 months, horrible 2 years. Do you want to dwell on that, or do you want to seize the new opportunities?
Yeah. Well, let's hope that, you know, business owners generally still have the energy for that challenge. I'm sure they do, as you say. You know, otherwise you wouldn't be in business for yourself. But it has been an incredibly trying time. Let's not forget that. I think what we'll do now is we'll play a little bit of music, and when we come back, Adam, I'd like to kind of focus in on some of the practical advice that you can offer businesses out there to perhaps manage cash flow, to perhaps, you know, understand better the financial position of their business and what they need to be kind of focusing on for the future.
Sounds great.
Brilliant. Yeah. So stay with us, everybody, and we'll be straight back after this.
105.9 Academy FM.
BizConnect. Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world. Tweet us at Kent_Biz.
Welcome back, everybody, for the final part of the BizConnect radio show today. We've had Tim Aker with us from the FSB, and we're currently talking with Adam Clegg at Swift Accountancy. And Adam, what I wanted to do in the final bit of the show today, really, was talk about some practical advice, some practical tips that business owners can adopt and use in their own business at the moment as we emerge from COVID and we get ready for recovery. And that's the theme of today's show.
Yeah. I would say one of the biggest things business owners need to be doing is managing and understanding their cash flow. Cash is always king, and it's more prevalent, more important than ever at the minute to be mindful and aware of that. Some of the things that we can do to manage our cash a lot better is to make sure that we're collecting it on a timely basis. So the difference or the impact of, say, if you're collecting, you've got 50,000 of sales a month and your credit terms are 30 days. If you reduce that down to, say, 15 days, you can bring in a lot more cash, assuming people pay. And that's the next point, is making sure that people do pay. And again, we talked about the FSB, the support that they can give you in terms of templates for doing the debt collecting or support and advice or agencies that you can outsource to. But before going down that route, think about how you can make it as easy as possible for someone to pay. A lot of businesses these days, they're putting all their customers onto direct debits. The benefit of that is your payments are taken care of and there's no problem. Granted, you're paying a little bit of a service charge for that, but that's worth it if you're getting much more cash in and your debtor days, the amount of time it takes someone to pay you, is falling because you've got more in the bank to play with.
Debtor days are critical, aren't they? They've always have been, but even more so now. And your scenario of bringing it down from 30 to 15, I think, would be the sort of nirvana for so many businesses. But I think the reality for a lot of businesses is they've sort of crept beyond 60 days.
Yeah.
And they're up at sort of 90 days. And you really need to understand that dynamic, don't you, in your business.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not getting paid for work that you're doing or work that you've done, you know, then, you know, you need to address that.
Yeah, and conversely, looking at your suppliers as well, how can you look to extend or lengthen the amount of time it takes for you to pay to them? Even are you using the best supplier? We talked a little bit in construction where prices have changed around massively over the last 2 years because materials have been that much more difficult to get at. Are you getting the best price at the minute? Is your business, have your margins in what you do, have they shrank and what changes do you need to make as a result of that?
Yeah, that's critical as well, isn't it? I think particularly in construction, which tends to be a sort of a high turnover, low margin, you know, kind of industry for so many businesses that are tendering for contracts that are being awarded largely on cost ultimately.
It's
a massive issue, isn't it? And so you need to understand that dynamic in your business as well. And you know, unless you're doing, I guess, management accounts, you know, you may not understand what that looks like in your business. So just tell us what are management accounts? What's the point of them? What do they actually report on?
Management accounts help you to understand your numbers as you go. Traditionally, accountants will be focused on your compliance, your year-end accounts. And typically, a lot of businesses, they would leave this to the last minute, 9 months after the year-end. But that means that, say, you're doing your accounts in December 21 for the year to March 21, you're reporting on numbers back in April 20. So that those figures are 21 months almost out of date. That's not relevant, that's not applicable, that's not going to help you to make decisions as you go forward. And that's where management comes in. Management accounts help you to understand as you go what's going on, to see project by project how the business is going, if something is starting to spiral out of control, particularly in construction, where materials are going up in price, or even the amount of time that something is taking. It helps you to pull that all together and see a dashboard of where things are at, and getting those key performance indicators, those metrics of how the business is performing and ultimately succeeding.
Because fundamentally, you may not be, you know, your business may not be viable financially on the basis at which you've been running it in the past, you know, because of those cost pressures, for example, because of those debtor days, you know, there's all sorts of pressures now.
So looking to get together like your metrics, your key things. So debtor days is a really important one. Sales, that's obviously really important. But all these things coming together to look at exactly what the health of the business is. And health is the big thing, because a lot of businesses, they don't even realise that they're trading themselves into trouble.
And as Tim was saying, cash is king. And if you don't understand, you know, what your business cash position looks like from 1 week to the next, frankly, there could be some nasty surprises. I mean, we've just gone through another VAT quarter, for example, and I'm sure there's a lot of businesses out there that were, you know, very mindful of the fact that they needed to find that money to pay their VAT bill last week.
Yeah, deferrals are coming to an end. We mentioned earlier about bounce back loans, they're starting to be repaid. And yeah, there's all of a sudden a lot of strain on businesses' cash coming all to a head at this sort of point in time.
So I guess, you know, the advice is, take the time to get some sound, financial fundamentals in place in your business to avoid these kind of nasty surprises.
Yeah, speak to your accountant, your advisor, who can help you to not just prepare the numbers, but also to interpret and understand the numbers and what they mean for you.
Yeah. So in terms of how you work with businesses, I mean, you mentioned, businesses moving towards sort of monthly direct debits to pay for services. Is that something that you offer businesses, for example, rather than one sort of big number at the end of a financial year? You know, businesses can spread that over 12 months, for example.
Yeah, it's win-win, because you're paying for your services as you're receiving them, because you're getting the advice as you go. And it's easing your cash flow, where there's not one big hit every 12 months. And so that helps a lot of people out. Yeah, so that's one of the ways that we work with people. And also the services that we provide, we do them on a monthly, quarterly basis, like the management accounts.
So I can just build that in. I can say, actually, you know, or having sat down with you, you can say, I think you need to have this, this and this in place.
Well, it makes your forecasting a lot easier as well, because it's a set amount you've got, a set fixed cost of these amounts are going to go out at the bank every month. Your direct costs, that's a lot more variable, but depending on what your supply and demand is, you can work those out. And so it makes it easier to then forecast and look ahead to where the company's cash flow is going.
Now, for businesses out there that may be, tempted to look at taking on board more debt, you know, there is the new government or British Business Bank recovery loan out there, but it's not going to be as easy to access, I don't think, Adam, as bounce back loans.
Well, no, I've spoke to people in the bank about this, and where bounce back loans, the government didn't want to hamper or make it difficult for businesses to get at that funding because we were in the middle of COVID.
Mm.
Whereas nowadays, it's a lot more difficult, from what I'm hearing, to get hold of that funding. It's a narrower gate to get hold of that funding. So as much as it's on offer and is available, businesses can't assume that they can just go and grab that off the tree.
Yeah.
It's far better to look at the cash that's already in the business that just needs unlocking rather than going to get more funding, because that can lead to overtrading or just being heavily laden with debt.
Fantastic. Well, obviously, you know, there's a lot of information there that business owners need to discuss with their accountant. Tell us, how can people get in touch with you, Adam, to have a bit of a brainstorm about what they need in their business to kind of for you to take a top level view, as it were, of where they are at the moment and what perhaps they need to have in place moving forwards? What's the best way to get in touch?
My email address is adam@swiftaccountancy.co.uk, or you can look at our website for the services we provide at swiftaccountancy.co.uk, or look me up on LinkedIn. I'm fairly active on there, sharing tips and tricks and advice for small businesses.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. Both of our guests, Tim, you've been a super guest as well today.
Thank you.
And I think the theme of the show and the message of the show really is that, you know, things are looking up. There is a brighter future there for businesses. But you know, there's some discipline that's needed to kind of go hand in hand with that. And also, you know, don't be afraid to put your hand up and ask for help. Because, you know, the FSB have got some fabulous resources. You know, people like Adam are out there, you know, prepared to have a conversation with people, to offer advice. So, you know, don't assume it's going to be business as it was. I think, you know, fundamentally the business landscape is going to have changed for a lot of people. So, you know, we need to adapt and kind of embrace that, don't we?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, guys, and for being with us today. And no doubt we'll catch up with you again in the very near future. But thanks for now.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, that brings us to the end of another BizConnect radio show. Thank you so much for tuning in today. In 2 weeks' time, it's actually a bank holiday, so we won't be here. But we will be back in 4 weeks' time with two more fabulous studio guests. But in the meantime, look after yourselves, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.
105.9 Academy FM Folkestone.
BizConnect, the show that promotes and connects businesses.